Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio and TV and internet and podcast and the TikTok, YouTube.
And streaming live.
Et cetera.
In history.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but just word of warning, you may gain weight just by listening.
Segment is Winging It.
Well, whenever Nance and I have a day dedicated to running errands, we always like to plan our itinerary in the morning while sucking down coffee and watching cartoons. Our travels that day would take us to Schaumburg, where Nancy had to get the obligatory COVID test before having a medical procedure in a few days. As a reward for Nancy having to bear the horrific ordeal of having a cotton swab jammed up her nose, she requested to have lunch at Hang Wing Restaurant in Palatine.
Mm-hmm, because I'm going to be suffering. In silence.
Yes, of course, as always, dear.
In the interior, it's large for a typical Chinese restaurant. And it's really, really beautifully decorated. And they have so many tables that they can accommodate a lot of people.
You know, I really wish there was a lot more of those, because usually Chinese places are just like maybe three or four tables.
And that's
it. And then it's basically carry out. It's nice to actually be able to go in, sit down, and have a nice Chinese meal.
I know.
We need more of those.
We do need more of those.
Let me get on my soapbox. We need more Chinese sit-down restaurants. While looking at the menu, our waitress brought over a pot of hot tea. Now is where the fun begins. They have a very extensive menu, although it is somewhat confusing at times. It's really easy to get mixed up. But anyway,
well, the regular menu isn't. It's their lunch specials that are really confusing, I think.
Yes, that's where the problem comes in, because you don't know if it's lunch or if it's dinner, and sometimes they overlap, and it's too much work. Very confusing.
Okay.
But they were especially confusing for our waitress.
Very.
Mm-hmm. We proceeded to order three appetizers, since Nancy considered this her last meal before going under the cotton swab.
Yeah, you betcha. You know, those are torture.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Whenever you go to a Chinese restaurant, you have to order egg rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Got to.
And this place offered two for $5.50. Next, we ordered wontons, which are kind of getting harder and harder to find.
I know they are.
Yeah.
But I love them.
10
they're
wonton.
Like my bread. Or
yeah,
something,
exactly,
you know, with
exactly.
The meal.
Yeah. 10 of those for $5.25. But that's, like you said, to help scoop up all the goodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finally, we ordered an old school favorite, namely the shrimp toast, 8 of them for $9.95.
They have the best shrimp toast I have ever had.
That is an old school favorite, and they actually put a ton of, you know, shrimp on it.
Oh, my God, is there a ton of shrimp. $9.95, you think, oh, my God, that's a lot of money for an appetizer. But if you saw how much shrimp you got on that, it's not.
Well, that's all the fun of a Chinese restaurant, is getting the appetizers.
I know. I could just go on appetizers. A lot of restaurants, I could go just for all appetizers for my meal.
That's true.
We gave the waitress our entree orders after ordering the appetizers. Jim wanted the pork egg foo young luncheon combo for $11.50. This luncheon combo comes with an egg roll and steamed white rice. I ordered the shrimp kung pao, $10.75, which was served with steamed white rice and not off the luncheon combo specials. Our waitress then informed us that both of our entrees were in fact luncheon combos that came with an egg roll and asked if we still wanted an extra order of egg rolls. We said no.
This is where the confusion really kicks in. So try and pay attention, people. Try and follow this.
This is getting, now I'm sitting there, no, then we don't want any extra egg rolls, but I didn't see Kung Pao on the combos.
No.
We knew what we ordered, but we thought the waitress knew better since she works there and knows the menu like the back of her hand, but obviously she doesn't.
Well, we will find that out momentarily.
Since we love everything Chinese, we threw in an order of pan-fried noodles for 4 1/4 to go with our entrees.
Those are the best. I could make a meal out of just the pan-fried noodles, because they put some like onions or scallions on top of them, out of that and a couple egg rolls, and I'm good to go.
Oh, I could go for all the egg, all the appetizers and the noodles.
Oh, they're so good. We did get our 3 appetizers, and they were delicious.
Oh, God, were they.
Okay, so we did get the egg rolls, right? Yeah.
Mm.
We got the egg rolls, we got the wonton, and the shrimp toast.
Okay. Right.
Especially the shrimp toast, which, like we said, was really, really chock full of shrimp.
Yes.
I wish more restaurants would offer these little golden fried gems.
I know.
It's like old school.
Yeah, but they're so good.
I know.
Now is the time we discovered our waitress was just winging it. Jim got his egg foo young, and for some reason, I got beef kung pao.
Close.
Yeah? One's from the sea, one's from land.
Well, whatever.
I told the waitress I ordered the shrimp kung pao. She looked at me with a blank stare, like, you know, deer in headlights, and took the plate back to the kitchen. Meanwhile, Jim's entree is getting cold, and I'm still hungry. You know, this is my day. I'm going under the cotton swab.
Yeah, I don't know how she confused shrimp kung pao with
beef kung pao.
Not even close.
That doesn't even sound the same.
No.
After several minutes, our waitress returned with my shrimp kung pao. For some reason, both of our entrees were served with pork fried rice. Again, our waitress must be winging it.
I still have no idea why that was.
I don't either, because on the menu, it states white steamed rice.
Yeah, because especially if you order the lunch, you know, I could see that if you order dinner, they charge you more, they throw in fried rice. But she said we got lunch specials because we're supposed to get an egg roll.
Right.
So we didn't order egg rolls. We got pork fried rice.
But we got an egg roll, too.
I know. I don't know.
You're confusing now. Now you're confused. We did get our egg rolls.
That's true.
Was I
there?
Yes, you were.
I don't even know.
But keep going, because then you're going to get your little conundrum's going to get all figured out.
Blue. My brain is just about to explode, but it's Chinese food, so it's worth it.
Yes.
Halfway through our meal, our waitress informed us that Nancy's entree was not a lunch combo, and she said she would have to charge us for an extra egg roll. Really?
We told her, she told us that this is what is on the lunch menu, it wasn't. See, but we knew better than the waitress. We did.
Yeah, I know. We tried to tell her.
Yeah. And why would you charge us after you screwed up?
Mm-hmm.
She should have just given us the egg roll for free, because $2.25 or whatever.
I know.
Big deal. We tried to tell her it didn't come with an egg roll in the beginning, and she wouldn't listen. And this resulted in a very heated discussion with fingers pointing at the menu between me and the waitress.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
After 3 confrontations with a very set-in-her-ways waitress, the resulting arbitration was going back to what we originally ordered, and this gave us an extra egg roll for our doggy bag.
Which we paid for.
Yes, we had to get an order of egg rolls, too. It's just unbelievable. And you know, the manager came up to us before, and I was talking to him because I was thinking of having a ladies' luncheon over there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if, you know, he would give us separate checks and stuff. But then when he knew we were upset, do you think he'd come over to our table?
Oh, no, no.
No, no. But it's his waitress that screwed up. He should have told her.
Well, did you ever notice that you're on, in any restaurant, if you're unhappy about something or something goes wrong, which it does.
Yeah, it does.
That no one comes up to you and asks, hey, how was it? How
I know.
Doing? They never do. They must know by the expression on your face, like, I ain't asking him. No way.
Exactly.
Anyway, in all fairness, the food is really good and the portions are huge. We took home a big doggy bag, which is okay.
We did take we had a heavy doggy bag.
Yep.
But the waitress, she's doing that restaurant, you know, badly. I mean, people, if they have to go through this again and again, they're not going to want to go there. Or they're not going to ask. I mean, they're going to ask for a different waitress when they go in. Because I know if I see her and I go in again, I'm going to ask for someone else.
I don't like
to have fights before for my dinner. For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
The price for winging it for lunch was $48.75. Arguing over an egg roll? Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like having a cotton swab jammed up Nancy's nose would be less painful than arguing with the waitress.
True. So, very true. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
The food is very good, and don't let the waitress incident turn you off to this restaurant, because the food is really good.
It is really good. I mean, for what you get, it's a lot.
What's your take, Toots?
Heng Wing is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Uh-huh.
All right, Toots, give them the particulars.
Heng Wing Restaurant, 121 West Palatine Road, Palatine, 60067. Phone number, 847-358-3061. Directions, take Route 47 North to I-90 East to Roselle Road, North to Palatine Road, and East to Restaurant. Estimated travel time, 32 minutes. Unless you get a lot of lights.
That's true. Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM listening dial or streaming all over everywhere.
Remember, we put you in WHRU.
Yes, and we're streaming all over everywhere on huntleyradio.com. So check it out.
So, my love. Did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
You've got mail.
And kids out there, ask your parents what that is from. We did get a letter. We got a letter from Christy. And she told us about the Hamilton Social Club in South Barrington. Now, a few people have told us about that place.
Yes, they have.
We are currently saving up to...
it's supposed to be pricey. But she said a lot of her friends go there for lunch and they love it. So maybe we'll go for lunch. It's going to probably be less pricey for lunch than it would be for dinner.
We have passed by it. It's like a white building and it says Hamilton Social Club. What the heck is that?
Yeah. But we didn't know what it was.
Yeah. So everybody's asking us to go and, you know.
So you think that they could go and then tell me what it's like?
Well, that's usually the way I like it to work, because if the place, I'm not going to spend $200 and if it sucks, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Anyway, if you want to be ridiculed on the air, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one.
Hello, kiddies. Meet the Joker.
Yes, yes. Here is our own Joker. Our own Joker, Nancy. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
Isn't it? I love it.
Oh, God.
That's from the Joker movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's a creepy Joker.
Oh, God. Yeah. That just gave me little goosebumps all over my arms. He's creepy. No, ooh.
I like it. Anyway, yeah, it's she's going to tell us
some good jokes.
Okay. First off, let it be known that Nancy, any more than a one-liner, you really have some issues with.
Why? I got the jokes right here. I can't screw them up.
Oh, let us see. And the jokes are usually...
very good.
An acquired taste.
So. No, they're very good.
Take it away, Joker Nancy.
Okay. What sound does a cow make when he runs out of milk?
I do not know.
None. There is utter silence.
Okay. It's not going to get any better than this, people.
I think it is. I thought that was a very good one.
Okay.
I got my paycheck and the envelope was full of parsley. Somebody garnished my wages.
Garnished.
Yep. Why did the seagull fly over the sea?
I don't know. Why did the seagull fly over the sea?
Because if he flew over the bay, he'd be a bagel. Okay. I like that one. Did you hear about Bruce Lee's brother, Broccoli? Broccoli.
Oh, that's a stretch.
I like it.
Bruce Lee, Broccoli.
If you're going to comment about my jokes, then get out of this room.
Tell another one, dear.
My friend thinks he is smart. He told me an onion is the only food that makes you cry. So I threw a coconut at his face.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. I do like that one.
A teacher asked her students to use the word beans in a sentence. My father grows beans, said one girl. My mother cooks beans, said a boy. A third student spoke up. We are all human beans. Oh, now he's creepy, too.
That's Krusty the Clown.
Oh,
that's Krusty.
Oh, a boy asks his father, Dad, are bugs good to eat? That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over dinner, the dad replies. After dinner, the father asks, Now, son, what did you want to ask me? Oh, nothing, the boy says. There was a bug in your soup, but it's gone now.
Now, that was good. That was good. I like that one.
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
I'm afraid to ask. Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Because it was soda pressing.
Oh, please. Really?
I like that
really?
One.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was, oh.
I think that's so good.
So depressing. Oh.
How much room is needed for fungi to grow?
I don't know.
As much room as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're both creepy.
How many more do you? Oh my God.
I got quite a few here.
Oh boy.
Why do hamburgers go to the gym?
I don't know. Why do hamburgers go to the gym?
To get better buns. Why do the French eat snails?
I don't know. Why do French eat snails?
They don't like fast food.
Okay, go on. Okay.
How come oysters never donate to charity?
Oysters never donate to charity.
Yeah, because they are shellfish. What do you call a sad coffee?
No.
Yep.
No, what?
Depresso.
I'm not even going to give that anything at all.
What does a skeleton order at a restaurant?
What does a skeleton order at a restaurant?
Spare ribs. You know, Krusty sounds a lot like Bozo used to sound.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He's actually patterned after Bozo.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the shark's favorite sandwich?
What?
Peanut butter and jellyfish.
Now, that one I like. That's a good one. Peanut butter and jellyfish.
These are all good ones.
No,
I don't know what's your problem.
No, they're not. No,
They are. How can you drop a raw egg onto a concrete floor without cracking it?
I don't know.
Any way you want. Concrete floors are very hard to crack. Why did the tofu cross the road?
Why did the tofu cross the road?
To prove he wasn't chicken. What can I say?
Hopefully not another joke.
Why can't you tell an egg a joke?
Why can't you tell an egg a joke?
Mm-hmm. Because it will crack up.
Yeah. I like that one.
That's a good one. But I keep getting goosebumps every time you do that, so stop.
That is, yeah.
Ooh. Where do you learn how to make ice cream?
I'm afraid to ask, where do you learn how to make ice cream?
At Sunday school. Guess what?
The last one?
This is the last one.
All right. Yay.
I think these are good. I don't know about you, but they're good. What do you get from a pampered cow?
What do you get from a pampered cow?
Spoiled milk.
I got to do this one more time.
Yeah.
I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
Here's Jim with some stuff. We don't know what to call it. We basically have to kill 27 minutes.
Yeah.
So I thought this might be a cute quiz for the people out there who are a little bit older and will enjoy these questions.
Well, this is the, do you remember, if you do, you are older than dirt. Okay. Do you remember Blackjack or T-Berry chewing gum?
Yeah, and even Beeman's.
And
clove.
What was the name of the song in a T-Berry commercial? It became a hit song. The T-Berry Shuffle. Look it up.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Do you remember wax Coke-shaped bottles with colored sugar water inside?
Uh-huh. I love them, and I chew the wax like it was gum.
Candy cigarettes, of course.
Oh, I always used to sit there and think that I looked just like Mom and Dad. And then I got hooked on cigarettes when I got older, just like Mom and Dad.
Soda machines that dispense glass bottles, yeah.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola machines and stuff, yes.
Coffee shops that had tableside jukeboxes.
Oh, remember those? Mm-hmm. Now We take all this stuff for granted. I mean, we should really have those things up on the tables again. I think it would be fun.
Home milk delivery in glass bottles with cardboard stoppers that you could never get out.
I know. I've had those too. Yeah. And then it comes in, they put it in your little metal canister outside your door at your house to keep it cold.
Yep. Pea shooters.
Yeah.
Those were fun. They were like oversized straws. That's all they were.
And I know how you love straws, because everybody that goes out to eat with us knows what you're going to do.
Yeah, just shoot peas at everybody.
No, what I used to do.
What could possibly go wrong with that?
At school, I would stick paper and wad it up and
Well, yeah, they were good for spitballs.
It's good at study hall when I was in detention.
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah, when I spent my life in detention.
A metal ice trays with that lever to
Yeah, and you want to know something? Oh. I think those are better ice trays than what we've got, these plastic things. And you got to bang on the counter. I hate those.
Well, if you remember any one of these, you are truly older than dirt. And you know what? I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
After falling, I go clubbing, then I'm hugging, then I'm hungry, and I'm walking on the street, and I'm getting grumpy. I see Chow by my right.
Chicken wings, make it spicy, and you like it, cause it's beautiful, and it tastes so good. I like the egg rolls.